Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
What a busy weekend of shows, Kira. Jesus.
It really was, Chris. It really was. And not only that, but we did it in such strenuous conditions, Chris, because God, did I sweat throughout these radio shows.
Absolutely. And I know the heat.
Not exactly an attractive thing to say, but it's just the truth.
You know what? My mate, two of my mates, they work in construction in Australia. They work, they're actually building a tunnel under Sydney at the moment. And they can do very long 18-hour days. And they're underground and it's like, you know, hot, there's chemicals, there's tar, there's dust, there's everything.
Okay, Chris, okay.
I really felt you and I had to suffer that this weekend by doing a show when the temperature was over 24 degrees. I really felt you and I were also putting our blood, sweat and tears into our work, Kira. That's what I feel.
Well, when you put it like that, Chris,
yeah,
we really weren't. But anyway, Chris.
Were we not? No. Yes. When you contrasted with that, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, Chris, we've got some very exciting news. We were after getting an email from a listener.
Very nice. I like this.
Ireland, so I love this. Yeah.
We always ask them to, you know, for you to reach out. If you are listening to the podcast, wherever you are in the world, if you're not based in Ireland, we'd love to hear what it is you're doing, what it is you're up to, and, you know, how you interact with the Chris and Kira show universe, we'll say. I mean, how are you here? What is going on? And this is an interesting one.
It is because, okay, it says, "Hi, Chris and Kira. My name is Zach and I'm a podcast listener. While it's not quite as exotic as Switzerland, I want to send you warm greetings from 60 kilometres west of the city centre in a town called Aurora.
I've heard of Aurora.
If you're familiar with the 90s comedy film Wayne's World, it is indeed the same town. I started listening to the podcast at the start of the pandemic and now I've recruited my dad into listening every weekend as well." Really? "A couple of weeks ago, you were talking about subtitles and videos. And as a professional subtitler, I want to thank you for keeping my industry alive." And you're right, Chris. It does feel weird watching a video without subtitles on it now.
Absolutely does, Zach.
"Thank you for helping me to make this entire pandemic bearable, though I plan on continuing listening well past this hot vac summer. If you ever find yourself in Chicago, I'd be happy to show you around. And if you ever end up in Aurora, my deepest apologies. Thank you for everything and happy Pride." Now, Zach did send this around Pride weekend, but we're only getting around to it now. He said, "P.S. I'm going to Dublin and Galway soon after the border reopens to meet up in person with my best friend for the first time since 2019. And it'll be the first time I've been back to Ireland in over a decade. Any suggestions on what we should do or see? P.S.S. Tell Adam his Pride series bloody fantastic. He should be really proud."
I showed Adam that email just before we did this. I said, "Hey man, did you see this?" And like Adam, you could see was beaming. He was like, shucks. He was really excited. Absolutely. Yeah. Fair. Kieran, I see Adam like
Zach,
a proud son.
I may not have talked about this on the show before, but I'm pretty sure that I have. I spent a summer in Chicago and I spent a couple of years going back and over to Chicago. It is a beautiful, beautiful city and I miss it.
Did you work in the Chicago, was it the Galway Arms? In Chicago?
I worked in a bar called the Galway Arms. Yeah, wow. I did indeed.
Very
on
nice.
North Clark Street, if you ever find yourself in Chicago. I'm sure some of the old gang might still be there.
Do you know North Clark Street, Zach? Have you ever been there? Have you ever frequented the bar there? That's where Kira used to work. It's very exciting. I just typed, you know the way Google does that thing where like if you start typing in something, it gives you a suggestion for what like people are searching for, what might be relevant. Mm-hmm. When you type in Aurora, Chicago, what comes up is outlet mall. So there is apparently a nice outlet mall in, it's called Premium Outlet Boulevard and it's Chicago Premium Outlets and it's in Aurora, Illinois. So that seems to be Aurora's claim to fame.
God, what a beautiful name for a town though.
Aurora, I know. And then their main thing seems to be an outlet mall, which don't get me wrong, I'm looking here, like 40% off Adidas, 75% off homeware. It looks like this is the happening spot. So perhaps you and I will go over and visit Zach and go to the Aurora.
We'll add
outlet
Aurora
mall.
Onto our list. Okay. Yes. We'll add Aurora onto our list.
Very exciting. Well, listen, we had a very busy weekend of shows. Jesus. I mean, like, there was so much going on.
There was, yes.
On Saturday, for example, Kira and I were discussing the fact that, and I don't mean to be like blunt about this now or anything, but we really, I don't know if we're cut out for the OnlyFans lifestyle. I don't know if we're going to be able to hustle and make premium bank the way certain people can, selling, we'll say, feet pictures or doing Cameo messages on Cameo. Mm. Or I just think it's a little weird. But I was astounded, and you'll hear this later, I was astounded by how much Kerry Katona made from OnlyFans last year.
God.
Jesus Christ, unbelievable.
And also, this is a shout out to all Breaking Bad fans or even Father Ted fans or anything like that. Like, I know, you know, the houses that feature in famous movies and TV shows, I know they're iconic and all the rest, But this family in Albuquerque, the Breaking Bad house where Walter White used to live, they're actually having to erect a 6-foot wrought iron fence to stop like tourists, fan tourism. Yeah. I'm taking photos outside their house and throwing pizzas on their roof.
It's too much.
What is wrong with you? It's too much. So we talked about that as well. Much,
yeah. Then on Sunday, of course, we were discussing how Hermitage Green's Dan Murphy was on US television because he's able to beatbox and play a harmonica at the same time, which was great fun. And I thought, given that Emily Radajowski sponsored a Cork basketball team, that we should sponsor something. That's all I'm saying. I think Kira and I need to move into the sponsorship domain of brand awareness. That's all I'm saying. But
yes,
listen,
Chris.
All of that and more, here we go. Like, this is too much. Like, I'm so sick of these nerds. And I really liked this show. But when stuff like this happens, I actually start becoming frustrated with it.
Explain the reference to this, okay? Because it was announced this week that tourists who go to Albuquerque, which I think is in New Mexico, isn't it?
It is.
And they visit the house in which the unexpected drug mastermind Walter White once lived, they are going to be no longer able to snap the photos that they seek. I'm talking about the house that Walter White lived in Breaking Bad, which I haven't seen yet, but look, we'll talk about that again.
Yeah, Kira, come on. Like, you're getting on me for like being a few months behind watching TV shows you recommend. I've recommended Breaking Bad and Prison Break to you, and you only watched Prison Break like last year. So
I know. Anyway,
this is your
the
issue.
Owners of this single-story home, they're fed up with the constant tourist traffic, which I completely not understand, and they're constructing a giant 6-foot wall, wrought iron fence to guard against the fan tourism, I guess, that they're experiencing, because they said as well that they have pizzas thrown on their roofs.
See, this is the problem, right? And this is what really annoys me about this. So I'll explain to you very quickly. We won't go through the entire 7 series of Breaking Bad, but I can give you enough context. So, Kira, you know that Breaking Bad is about Mr. Walter White. He is dying of cancer. He doesn't have the money to pay for it or to leave to his family. He gets very worried. He has a real sense of, oh my God, like, you know, his mortality. So he starts, because he's a science teacher and a very accurate, very precise man, he's able to make like the best crystal meth that's ever existed. And he makes it. Anyway, it's a really bleak show. It's really, really hard. No, it is. It's really, really depressing at times. So whenever anything funny happens in it, the funny thing in it seems even more absurd. Do you know what I mean? Whenever anything slapstick or wild happens in it, it's even funnier because the fact that the normally the show is so like such tough going at times. So there's a scene where him and the wife are having a fight or whatever. Him and the wife are in an argument. And in order to try and make amends, he shows up with a pizza. And then she slams the door in his face.
That
and she's
would
like,
work for me.
See, yeah, I know, right? I presume that's what
totally
Walter
would.
White thought too. Yeah. So he shows up with the pizza. And she rejects him. So as he's on his way out the driveway, he really angrily flings the pizza box, but the pizza ends up on the roof. And there's just something slapstick and something weirdly funny about it happening in such a serious moment, if you get me. So anyway, that became a bit of a meme. So what started happening was, like, this was even a huge thing at the time. Here, listen to this. This was on news reports
it's
and everything.
A special delivery when a pizza ends up on the roof, not of your mouth, but of your house. This is a famous scene from Breaking Bad when Walter White tries to make peace with his wife.
A pizza.
She ends up closing the door in his face and he launches the pizza. But the actual house in Albuquerque, New Mexico, has become a tourist attraction for fans.
So this is the problem. All these nerds then started ordering pizzas and literally throwing them onto the roof of this private individual's house. Like, this isn't a studio like a lot of TV shows. This is a real house. This is someone's home.
Worse than that, her name is Joanna Quintana, which is a really cool name. She actually owns the house and, you know, she's been interviewed. And she said they had to do something because she said tourists would take landscape rocks. They would request that the garage door be closed, or they'd actually ask the homeowners to leave the scene so they could get a better snap.
Like, this is someone's house, you nerds.
Yeah, the show creator, Vince Gilligan, he made a public plea back in 2015 for people to stop throwing pizzas on the roof. But even 4 years on from the show's finale, obviously fans just don't get it. Like, there's normal human beings, a family living in that house. It is not your right to throw pizza on someone's roof just because it appeared in a TV show. Oh my God. And then I say that, I did pose in a nun's outfit outside the Father Ted house.
Oh, that is also, yeah, all right, you did that. I mean, at least you weren't on the grounds throwing a pizza on the roof. Do you know what I mean? Like, at least there was a certain level of measured
like,
kind of...
If you think about all the famous houses that have featured, Chris, in like all the famous movies and TV shows. Straight off the top of my head, Home Alone. The house in Home Alone. When I say that, can't you see that house in your head?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Any house that ever featured in a horror movie. I'll give you an example. I'd love to see the house from the movie The Holiday, you know, with Jude Law and Cameron Diaz.
Sure.
It looked idyllic. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. There you go. That's another one.
But you see, a lot of people
Downton
don't...
Downton Abbey.
These the houses notebook, often sorry. Aren't real. Do you know what I'm saying? As in a lot of cases, they're in a studio. And then when people see a real version... Or sorry, sometimes they use real houses. So then these people get this for the rest of the house's existence.
So, but what the fans have done is they've actually ruined it on themselves.
Awful nerds. So what's this? The latest you're telling me, I hadn't seen this, is that they're now building basically a fortress level wall around the house.
So that
people.
Tall wrought iron fence to guard against the tension. So,
Jesus.
You know, that is why Breaking Bad fans can't have nice things.
Yeah,
sorry.
As humans, we really can't have nice things, can we? Like, we couldn't just leave the house. We have to be throwing pizzas up there, like one scene.
If somebody asked to use my house in a TV show or a movie, I would have to, I don't know, read the script to see would it be a massive hit. I'd see how much money I'd get for the house as well. But I think I'd ultimately say no.
No, do you know what you'd have to do? You'd have to be comfortable with the fact that the house is gone. That's the reality. Because this woman, like Breaking Bad ended like 10 years ago or something. Like, and they're still doing this. Mm. Like... But anyway, I think in this news report from 5 years ago, they even mentioned the fact that that the creator was pleading with fans back then to stop. Hold on.
Owner Francis Padilla says a few have been flinging pizzas.
Some people have tried and missed. Some people have gotten them on there. If you're going to be a jerk, stay the hell away.
Francis seems more than capable of defending herself, but she got some help from the creator of Breaking Bad. In a podcast, Vince Gilligan called her the sweetest lady in the world.
And if you were getting on her nerves, you were doing something.
Like, you know, because then he swears, he says, you're doing something seriously effing wrong.
You know what I'd love to
do? Like, guys, come on.
I'd love to erect a 6-foot wrought iron fence around myself.
Sure. It'd be great. That's why I like wearing masks at the moment. You know what I mean? That's like its own wrought iron fence. No one goes near you. It's fantastic. But anyway, these awful Breaking Bad nerds. Like, I get it. It was a great TV show that defined a lot of people's lives. It seems.
Somebody says that you can rent a room in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air house, but you have to share communal space with others. Screw that.
Yeah, no. And imagine the type of person that would rent that. Like, as in...
Can you imagine the amount of people that have done the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air rap outside that house?
It's just... Oh, no.
Like, oh, God. Anyway.
No, it's not my idea of a holiday at all. That's terrible. Hey, our show email address.
God.
Yeah, what?
Sorry, I'm just after getting a flashback. When I did my master's in journalism, the intro to that track was the intro to our radio show.
And I'd say that, like, I'd say that with all due respect, like, as in, I'm sure it was great and all that, but I can imagine that, like, that was such an anticlimax, like, having to actually follow that. Because, like, your master's in journalism show, so it was probably
Today we talk about the problem of parking in the college.
Yes. Hello, this is Kira King, and this is my project from my master's. Today, today we will be discussing the fact that there is no seating now permitted outside on the concourse because it is causing a fire hazard. As well as that, we will also be discussing a way that you can give back to the community. Oh, I can imagine having... Kira, why did you set yourself up with this as the intro?
I don't know.
To do your master's show. What was your master's show about? Probably something like I just said there, was it? Or
it
like
was,
a variation
it was basically
of...
Like, yeah, a variation of that, I think. Oh, God, that was so funny.
Great choice of an intro song, though.
Well, thank you. At least I got that down.
Yeah. And listen, you passed, so I mean, maybe the examiner who was listening was just like, hey, listen, I like Timberland's the way I are. That show she did was a pile of garbage, but like, look. All right, that should be this show's intro, Kira. I don't know, we're really late actually on that.
Anyway, sorry, let's get back to business. We're about to play our track of the week. This is the brilliantly talented Smith OJ. He's from Limerick. Me and Chris have featured his music before as our track of the week. And this song, it's called Summer Magic. It is absolutely brilliant. It features singer-songwriter Donna Bissett. She actually was a Billy Barry kid, and still, all these years later, that makes me jealous.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
But she didn't have a show with a master's in journalism where the intro was Timberland's The Way I Are. So don't feel that jealous. Do you know what I mean?
Anyway, it is Smith OJ. It's Summer Magic. Enjoy. 2FM. You ready?
Listen up. Chris and Kira's track of the week. Yes.
Very quickly, we have to give a shout out to some people who are getting in touch with the show.
Oh, yes.
You have to say, hey, Chris and Kira, chilling out, making the most of the weekend before the storm arrives. Cheers at St. Clair and RD. And also somebody says, can you give a big shout out to all the guys and girls taking part in the Rock GAA 12-hour cycle fundraiser? And Laura and Tala has texted in to say, hi, have you noticed men in cycle shorts a lot this weather? I'm okay with it as they look hot. Well, Laura, thank you for that observation. I, for one, am not really into men in really tight cycling shorts.
Yeah, I thought ye liked a little bit more to the imagination. No, like as in, I would have thought that too. Like as in, men like, we'll say, women in tight shorts like that. But I thought ye kind of liked a more loose fit. Like, Laura, I think you're in a minority on that. Not to like kink shame you or anything. You're allowed like whatever you like, Laura. Do you know what I mean?
She can like whatever
she likes.
Yeah,
you
can.
I would be more thinking that it's Kira's line of thinking that you'd find it that the overly tight fit not as flattering, right, Kira, on a man?
Just something I wouldn't be particularly into, but like, I mean, each to their own.
Listen, Laura, you can like whatever you'd like. If it's any like type of titillation for you, Laura, I'm in shorts at the moment.
Oh,
like,
okay,
they're looser shorts. They're probably too loose for you, Laura. I know you like a snug fit. These are kind of more billowy, more kind of free. But listen, thank you for your text nonetheless, Laura. I'm glad you went out of your way to tell us that. I hear you. Kira's after blowing my mind.
Yes,
that cannot be right. That figure cannot be right.
Okay, so
no way.
I've come up with a brilliant business venture for myself and Chris for the both of us to make a load of money, okay?
This can't be right.
It is right, Chris. So it was widely reported this week that Kerry Katona managed to make more than £1 million from the adult subscription site OnlyFans. And that included, you know, selling selfies, wait for it, of her feet.
This cannot be
now,
right.
Do you know what's amazing about this? She was declared bankrupt in 2008, but she told The Mirror during the week that she is earning tens of thousands of pounds each month after joining OnlyFans in May 2020.
No, like, this is now, blowing my
okay.
mind. I know what OnlyFans is, and I know
for
that
people
you can make
that
money
don't
on
know,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, for people that don't know what OnlyFans is, it's a site that enabled users to charge fans to view exclusive pictures and videos. And a lot of the people would post maybe raunchy or maybe sexual content on it, although others keep it, you know, strictly PG.
Look, OnlyFans line is like, oh, it's for any type of content creator online, and we're just enabling content creators to have a subscription service. It's like 99% pornography or something. Like,
okay,
let's be fair here.
And, you know, she was interviewed and she said, I just send sexy messages and pictures, but nothing more than topless, okay? Then she added, I've had loads of requests for foot selfies from people with foot fetishes. Okay, Chris, do you remember years ago on the show, I found out that my feet were on a foot fetish website?
Not only are your feet on a foot fetish website, but if I remember correctly, there's a guy who uploads videos of women in leather.
Irish
female,
women.
Yeah,
yeah.
Irish celebrities in leather, we'll say. So there's loads of people on there. And he took your appearances from the 6 o'clock show on Virgin Media.
Yeah.
And there's a few different ones like Kira King in leather skirt and all this kind of stuff. So like, I mean, that
so
is
gross.
A thing, definitely. Mm-hmm. There is certainly a market for anything.
Very naively, I'd say, when I first got into Instagram, I posted like an arty shot of my legs up against a wall. And
what were you thinking?
I was naive, Chris. But a friend found it, which I still find questionable, by the way, and sent it to me. So if my feet can make it onto a foot fetish website, then Chris, me and you, we need to get together, we need to brainstorm, and we need to get our feet back on the internet on OnlyFans, and we need to make £1 million.
Listen, if you and I have to pose with our feet out and that's going to make us £1 million over the course of a year, I will I'm trying to work it out here. Kerry Katona, according to this article, has 2,000 subscribers who pay €18 or pounds, whatever, a month. So that's 36 grand a month minimum. So 36 grand a month. Wait, hold on a second. This is colossal money. And this is just the basic of what she gets.
Yep.
And then all guys like tip her to do more stuff and like to do custom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And to... Mm-hmm. So you're telling me Kerry Katona has made £1 million from OnlyFans by basically posting really tame pictures and occasionally her feet.
Yes. Yep.
Jesus.
She's not the only celebrity on the platform. Cardi B is also on it. Bella Thorne is on it. And remember that Love Island contestant, Megan Barton Hanson?
Vaguely.
She also has an account as well. So like, I think, now Chris, the only way I'd do it is if our feet shots were arty.
Okay, like I'm going to need a
and
pedicure
classy.
And stuff. Like, I mean, my nails are a little wild at the moment. You know what I mean? I haven't been away
Christ.
Or anything on holidays. There's been no reason to tame them, Kira. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Chris, there's every reason to tame
your
toenails.
Well, yes, there's of course good foot health and everything. Yes, of course, all of that. What I mean is they could do with a sprucing up, like, do you know what I mean? They could do with a little gloss, a little coat. If I'm going to be doing foot fetish content with you, Kira, I would like to make sure that I can look as well as I can. Do you know what I mean? So,
no, not only that, Chris. Carrickton has been able to launch an online clothing boutique and dating app since OnlyFans modelling has got her back on a strong financial footing. So, this could change our life. And all we have to do is put pictures of our feet on the internet and charge people to look at them. I need to know, is there a market for people who would like to look at myself and Chris's feet specifically? 51552.
There is a market for almost anything. Do you know Kevin from The Office? You know, like your man,
dorky
guy Kevin from The Office. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever, we've talked about Cameo before. Which is basically like where celebrities, you can go on there and you can say, I would like Kevin from The Office, the US office, to wish me a happy birthday. And you pay him like $200 and he sends you a message saying, hey, happy birthday. Hope you have a great birthday. And that's about it. He records it on his phone. Like a lot of them usually just record it on their phone. Did you know, this isn't a joke, Kevin from The Office, that dude, the actor's name is Brian Baumgartner. Mm-hmm. He made $1 million from Cameo last year.
Oh my God.
He made $1 million.
Oh my God.
From just wishing people happy birthday and stuff and people saying, hey guys, it's great to, you know, see you this year. I hope you have a great time. 200 quid a pop. He made $1 million.
Wow. Okay, Chris, we need to get on this. 51552. Do you think there's a market out there for people who will want to look at myself and Chris's feet? Mine are beautiful. I recently had a gorgeous manicure.
Nice. Good for you. I'm going to have to get one if we're doing foot fetish.
So just
material.
To paint a picture, I've got a baby pink shellac color on my toes.
You know, there's like a one foot fetish guy listening now going, oh my God. And he's so excited. He's like, whoa, this is incredible. My mind is blown.
Like, we'll do specific things. Like, you know, if you want a picture or video of like myself and Chris squashing grapes in a large barrel to make wine in our feet. I mean, like, we'll do it. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I'd actually rather do foot fetish content than what Kevin from The Office does. Like, I don't want to be wishing people a happy birthday for money. I would much rather just post a picture of my feet. Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
Oh, and then we could do like an arty shot of me walking along at a beach just at the water's edge.
With like, I know, but like, it's a very focused on your feet and like the water's like seeping through your feet and the wet sand is. Oh, yeah, that's great.
Like, the raunchiest I'd go is like wearing a pair of like really sexy high heels, open toe high heels.
I'll do that too, yeah. Tell you what. If the price is right, Kira can kick me in the face with those feet. Like, if you pay enough, if you pay enough money, if you pay like 10 grand, Kira will use those feet and will like, you know, break my nose with them or something. Do you know what I mean? We'll think of something. I'm happy to.
Can we not tell my parents though?
Yes, I think that's probably best. Yeah. I won't tell mine either that Kira and I now sell feet pictures on OnlyFans.
This is it, baby. Yeah. It's Hollywood, baby.
I hear you. This is... Hey, listen, if Kevin from The Office is making $1 million and Kerry Katona is making £1 million, I don't see why we can't sell something or other. Kira and I are going to be able to take a big holiday with all of our foot fetish money that we're going to make. I'm very, very excited. Looking forward to it.
Still love that song, Chris.
Yes.
I know I say it every time.
Oh, listen.
But I do love that song.
It's great.
Chris, we've got a couple of text messages in. Guys, I think there's a place for my feet. There have to be people out there with an interest in the world's ugliest feet. My feet are so bad that my friend saw them in the gym and screamed out loud, oh my God, look at your feet. So, you know, count me in for the weirder corner of your website. Best of luck with your new business endeavor. Thank you very much.
We will keep your name on file, sir or madam. I'd imagine that's a sir. And we will call you when our business is expanding, definitely. We're going to need to have more niches. We're going to need to cater to more parts of it. So, yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. Let's keep that man's name on file.
I think we also potentially have our first customer. Mousin and Escorthy says, Kira, any part of you is a joy to look at.
Hey, Mouse, listen, Mouse might be our first subscriber to our OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. That'll be great.
And then somebody's telling me about something that I must look up, that there's a comedy feet OnlyFans. So you mean, so obviously there's, you know, I mean, I'd imagine people, you know, pulling out of what people do online, you know?
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. So there are like parody OnlyFans subscription services that exist, or that we, is this gentleman suggesting we set one of those up?
I mean, we could, but I think that we need to go for a different market.
Wait, no, I know what he means. As in, there's another message as well here. So this must be a thing where it says, like, if you painted your feet, have you ever seen when there's, like, people that either paint their hands or their feet, and their feet or their hands are talking? So as in, I'd paint my hand and I'd, like, paint a mouth on it. And then my mouth would be like, hey, this is Chris or whatever. I think that's what this individual might mean.
But with feet.
Yeah, okay. So our feet could be like characters rather than us having to make it overtly sexual.
We could like high five each other with our feet.
There you go. This kind of stuff. Oh my God, I'm actually thinking of starting this OnlyFans. How difficult would it be?
A big toe war, you know, like thumb wars.
Yeah.
You could have like a big toe, but I would insist that you get a manicure beforehand.
Oh, I would too. I want to look my best for this. 5 steps for getting started on OnlyFans. Sorry, I'm actually on the Oh, this is blocked by the OT computer. Oh, all right. Can't believe I can't look at OnlyFans on the RTE network. Come on, RTE, get on this. We could be making another revenue stream here. Isn't this important? Hold on, actually. Let me just try the main domain. Only. Oh, it is. Oh.
There you go.
Can't believe I can't look at pornography at work. What kind of organization is this? There is so much to get to, Keir. How are you feeling? How are you feeling on this Sunday morning?
Chris,
you all right?
Do you want my real answer or do you want my pretend answer?
How long is your real answer? Do you think we can fit it into a dynamic, exciting radio show?
We probably could. Chris, I'm living with insects. I actually have a fly swatter. I have a fly swatter by my side over here.
What are you doing?
Because, do you know what? I have been swatting flies in my house. There's just flies in me that live in my house now. I am covered in bites, Chris. I have got a sore on my mouth and I have a rash on my leg. And it's all from the hot weather.
It's weird. Yeah, anyway, there's a few like...
That's how I am.
I have a few roommate flies now at this point in the house. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have a few of the lads who just live with me, it seems.
I sleep with moths now. But like, seriously, look at me with my fly sweater.
Oh, what? Kira... Are you worried there's going to be flies while you're doing the radio show?
Yes,
is that why you have the fly sweater with you?
I've become so paranoid about flies now.
Anyway, the table a little kind of whack with the fly sweater. Hold on. Oh, wow. That's exciting in its own way. But give it like a real whack. Imagine like there's a mosquito. Wow. You've quite a thrust in you. You've quite a good arm as well. So have you been using that to swat flies in your house that like land near you and stuff? Have you been?
Yeah, I actually think I have PTSD from flies. Hence, I'm sitting here with a fly swatter in my hand, Chris. Anyway, so
what
that
a weird,
is my real answer.
What a weird answer. The flies are driving me mad. That is one of the terrible things about this weather. I guess you see, it's never hot enough for them usually, so like they don't hatch or whatever. But now they're everywhere. It's awful. Like, I'm so sick of this weather, but I'm turning into... I think... Do you know what's so weird? I was in the car just before work there, of course, and I looked at the thermometer, and it said 19 degrees, and I had to catch myself, because I said to myself, 19 degrees, geez, it's kind of cold this morning. And I'm like, what am I, a continental European, saying, oh, 19 degrees at 10 a.m., that's kind of cold? It's a very weird situation we're now all living in.
Look at all Italian, Chris.
That's right there. Oh, God, it's only 19 degrees. I'm going to freeze this morning. 19 degrees at 10 a.m. Jesus, I'll need a fur coat. But anyway, how much longer can this weather go on for? I'm really, really sick of it now at this point. Like, we're not able
Don't
for it.
Don't say it because it'll break and we'll never get it back again, Chris.
That's fine. Listen, the grass isn't always greener. We've tried the old, having sun and a summer and all that, and it's really...
Oh, Chris... The show hasn't even started and we're off. Somebody has texted in a really good joke. It says, hey Chris, lame joke. What's Kira's favourite streaming platform? Swatafly. Lol, that's from Ross.
Oh, Swatafly. That's very clever.
Thank you.
This is wild. I love when stuff like this happens and it can only happen because of the surreal global power of the internet.
I know. Social media.
It really is something else. There's something kind of beautiful about this actually.
It is. And like, I was delighted when I saw it because Daniel Murphy, he's one of the members of Hermitage Green, which are the brilliant, brilliant Limerick band that we have featured tons and tons of times on the show. And he went viral. A TikTok video of his went viral where he's playing the harmonica. And a news channel in America picked up on it and had him on to be interviewed.
But this is just so weird. Like, I even remember years ago. Do you remember Peter and I when we were making those videos on YouTube? And we would like get quite a lot of views and sometimes it would be on like Reddit, Gawker, the MTV website. Like this was back in the day of the early internet when something went viral, everyone on the internet saw it because there were like 9 websites. And I remember one time a morning show in the US played clips of Peter and I and were talking about us. I think Irish accents really are a great asset when you're in America. They just like you better and quickly, more quickly. If you have an Irish accent, it's really interesting. But it's really interesting to watch them kind of look at him in an almost surreal way, like he's an alien or something, like in a nice way, like they're really nice to him. But let's have a listen, because this dude here on WGN News Chicago even sets up the clip. So hold on.
Finally, I showed you this video yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's, of course, Dan Murphy from Hermitage Green playing the harmonica.
Two harmonicas.
Good.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't know that I necessarily questioned the authenticity of it. I just said there was a part of me that wondered. I didn't say I doubted it completely, But the star of that video, musician Dan Murphy...
Oh, yeah, it was because they were saying because he was able to beatbox and play the harmonica at the same time, they thought that it was, like, in some way fake. So they invited
him...
How
dare they?
I know, right?
How very
absolutely.
Dare they, but anyway...
How about you guys fact check some other stuff that's been going on in the US media for about 10 years? Said you're looking at this. Said you're checking if Dan Murphy's feckin' beatboxing harmonica video is real.
Joins us now live all the way from Ireland.
So they actually got him onto the show, which is like...
To prove me wrong. Dan, it's good to have you. I guess first off, before you do prove me wrong... How does one determine that they have this talent to begin with?
I don't have any talent. I have a beatboxing machine in my kitchen.
Well, let me get a little taste of what you do, Dan. Go ahead. Give us a taste.
Okay. I'm going to play a... The harmonica is quite a small instrument, so if you run out of notes or chords, you just get another harmonica.
Yeah.
And that's... So, here we go. Let's have a jam.
So he is like beatboxing as well, as in like he's doing that with his mouth. He's just being sarcastic with them. As us Irish are wont to do, Kira, especially when we're talking to Americans. But
all right, let's speed it up.
It's brilliant.
Oh,
come on
God.
Now, Dan.
Like, it's genuinely really good, and he absolutely shows these feckin' skeptical Americans, Kira. I'll tell you that much right now. And then they have a chat with him after. Hold on.
That is fantastic. Do you take that talent on the road at all? You get to do performances? You making it a little scratch with this, or what?
Not in the last 18 months with restrictions and COVID and stuff, but yeah, I'm in a band called Hermitage Green. We're an Irish band, but we tour in North America usually once or twice a year. So check us out.
You ever come to Chicago?
Yeah, we certainly do. We love Chicago.
Well, very good.
I love it.
We gotta see.
These hosts are really awkward.
She's really loving him, like, though.
There's
like she's like, I love it. And you're like, you're not talking about the harmonica, love. You're
no, he looks great on the... Yeah, that's exactly...
And I get that,
I'm looking at his smile here. I'm like, yeah, I hear. I can feel you, girl. There's four guys on this show. Three guys and a woman presenting this show. Like, that seems unnecessary. Do you know what I mean?
But on TikTok and Instagram. And check out his band, Hermitage Green.
Anyway, nice to see our boy Dan... Show them how it's done.
It's brilliant. And
absolutely.
It's great that Hermitage Green got a shout out on, you know, what is probably a pretty big American news show.
Absolutely. We have a few things to do here.
We do. Chris,
yes.
Oh my God, I can't believe that I forgot to say this at the start of the show, but did you see J-Lo's Instagram last night, my friend?
I can't say I saw J-Lo's Instagram.
Look,
Kira's
well,
very excited about this relationship.
Let me tell you, she was celebrating her 52nd birthday, Chris, okay?
No I way, is she 52?
She's 52, Chris.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, and she put up a picture, finally, officially, of herself and Ben Affleck shifting the face of each other.
Did she? I'm looking at her Instagram. I don't see it. Like, is this on a story or something?
No. It's not on a story. It's like the last post where she's... Oh, Chris, forget it. Just look it up on Instagram later or whatever. It's there.
I don't see it. Sorry.
It's all over the internet. The photo is literally all over the internet, Chris.
I'm just trying to fact check here.
No,
as the national broadcaster, we can't be telling people J-Lo was kissing Ben Affleck if they weren't. That's all I'm saying.
What? I saw the photo.
Hold on.
Oh my God!
Sure, no, I'm sure you did. Absolutely. Oh, looks like Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have made it Instagram official. Sorry, you're dead right.
Yes, I am.
Yes, absolutely. No, I just wanted to make sure. You've been invested in this now for the last few months. You've been basically...
I have, because I can't believe it. I can't believe they found their way back to each other. But
updates.
Anyway.
Oh, sorry, I see it. You have to go over. So it's one of those things where they put up like 10 photos and you have to click over
it's
through
the
it.
The last one.
Yeah. There you go. That is them kissing, all right. Well, I'm glad to see they've finally found each other. You know, after the ebb and flow of life, they are back together for J-Lo's 52nd birthday. Good for them. I just worry, though, because I've noticed you invest an awful lot of, I will say, hope into these relationships. And then I have to
deal
be here
with the aftermath.
When they break up. And then Kira, literally, you've no idea what it does to Kira's world when somebody like Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck breaks up. Then Kira's like, if that's what we're dealing with, and Kira, it really does affect Kira. So now basically this is another bomb I'll have to defuse in a few months.
If they ever break up again, they're staying together.
Is this forever now? Is this forever?
But they were obviously the loves of each other's life, and they both went and got married to other people and had children with other people, and then they found their way back to each other.
You genuinely wouldn't believe it though. Like sometimes, like Kira will come in and I'll be able to sense Kira's in a bad mood, and I literally have to go in my head, okay, is this a real thing she's in a bad mood about, or did a couple break up? Is this one of the things I have to be worried about, bad mood, or is it just something like Stormzy broke up with his girlfriend or something?
I'm still so sad about Stormzy and my jam.
That's what I was thinking of. Yes, that was another one of them. Yeah. That was one of them. Yes.
It was one of them, yes.
So anyway, listen, I wish, for my sake as well, I really hope Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck last, just so that none of us have to deal with Kira. But anyway. So I feel after our brainstorming session yesterday of the fact that we should be selling either feet pics on OnlyFans or doing like Cameo to make $1 million like Kevin from The Office, I have another area of industry that I want us to branch into, Kira.
Okay.
After the news this week. So,
well, you were open to my suggestion yesterday, so I will be completely open to whatever you suggest.
Thank you. I'm glad that you're coming to this with an open mind, with an open heart, with open arms, Kira, to really embrace this idea. So I actually think this is something that Kira would nearly enjoy more than I would. But look, you know, of course, who Emily Ratajkowski is, Kira.
She is an American model.
Yeah. And I think she kind of, we'll say, she became, I won't say a household name, but certainly being in the Blurred Lines video, I think is what kind of started her off, we'll say. I think she was kind of the standout, we'll say, model from the Blurred Lines Robin Thicke T.I. Pharrell video.
She also appeared in a Maroon 5 music video as well. So we're dealing with a very beautiful woman here.
Yes, absolutely. We'll say a lady literally world renowned for her beauty. I suppose that's the definition of a model, isn't it? Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, if we were to be honest about it. But a different world than what certainly I live in anyway, Kira. You, I think, could be a model. If you pushed it, Kira, if you were to be like a little more out there with yourself, I feel you could be dancing beside Robin Thicke and T.I. and Pharrell.
That is something that I would not like.
In the Blurred Lines video, if you wanted to. But anyway, listen, Emily Ratajkowski. This, I still don't quite fully wrap my head around this. However, she is now the sponsor of Bantry Basketball Club in Cork.
Now, they're under 15s and they're under 16 boys of Bantry Basketball Club in County Cork. Now, Chris, I know why.
You know why.
I do, because the 30-year-old's parents have a home in the town and her father, John, played for the basketball club about 20 years ago.
No way. Emily Ratajkowski's dad played for this basketball club.
Well, they had a house in the area, so he obviously did it, you know, as a pastime or whatever.
But
the coach is a man by the name of Pat Kern. He said her support has set the team's Snapchat group on fire.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yes,
but I mean, it's absolutely mad. Two teenage basketball teams in a small Irish coastal town have this amazing sponsorship from a US supermodel. It's a fantastic story.
Do you see, this is what's so fun about it. And this is like kind of, we'll say, how small the world can be and how really now even the most like kind of, we'll say, global of superstars can come across something like the Bantry Basketball Club and be like, yeah, I'll sponsor that. Hell yeah.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of her doing it. So I think it's a really lovely gesture.
I do think it is weirdly heartwarming and surreal to see Emily Ratajkowski going, oh yeah, no, I'll sponsor Bantry Basketball Club. However, it did get me thinking, Kira, as well. And this is where I feel you need to have a bit of an open mind like I did with your ideas yesterday.
Okay.
After we make the money from selling our feet pictures on OnlyFans or from doing that Cameo birthday stuff that Kevin from the US office was doing, I feel, and I'm actually, you and I should take applications now, 51552. I want to sponsor something. I feel it really adds an edge to you if you sponsor something. Now, I don't know what, and like Kira and I don't, we'd put in like 50 quid each. So Kira and I have 100 euro sponsorship for something. Well, yeah, I just want to sponsor anything and say that I'm the sponsor of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but Chris, 100 euro probably wouldn't go that far in the sponsorship world. Like, technically, let's say we did make £1 million or a euro with the putting our feet on the internet.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe we could like sponsor something bigger. But okay, let's start small. I see it. Okay.
So like this is like, we'll say a pilot program or a test program. We sponsor like one guy. Do you know what I mean? Like we sponsor one guy's shirt for something. And we see how he does. Like, and I'm not saying it has to be a football team or anything like that. Like, if you're listening now and you're like at work somewhere and you work in a small to medium enterprise, if you work in a hardware shop and it's just you, I would like to sponsor your shirt or your like uniform. And I think Kira and I could put our name on it, like, and we could see how it goes. I just feel that we need to look more happening. We need to look more dynamic here. We need to look more philanthropic.
We need to casually drop it on the radio that we're sponsoring such and such. I get
there
it.
There you
now,
go. That's what
Chris,
I'm talking about.
Are we just focused on humans, or can this involve animals as well?
Oh, that would be even more like meme worthy if we sponsored a dog or something. Jesus, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a okay. great idea. Or a okay. cat or something. An animal that's
and then
internet
meme
friendly.
People would think we're like really sweet and kind people. Or
there you
but basically
go.
We're just doing it for our own benefit to look good.
Exactly.
You know? Okay.
That's how most of the media works. Exactly. You think any of these guys care about these causes they're talking about here? Absolutely not. They want a few column inches. So mm-hmm. you and I are just
now,
being more honest about it and sponsoring
it. I will say
it, yes.
that Emily obviously cares.
Yeah, no, of course. I'm mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking of her when I said that, actually. I was thinking of like every other person
oh,
in Ireland
okay.
I could pretty
yes.
much think of, Kira. Mm-hmm. I think about 10 people probably popped into your mind. But listen, Kira and I, we're being direct with you about it. We will sponsor your something or other to the value of €100 to start off with.
Okay.
And then
five,
if we
one,
start
five,
getting
five,
benefits.
Two.
Yes, 51552, exactly. If we start seeing benefits from it somehow, we'll continue doing it.
Chris, however,
yes.
what if people don't want to be sponsored by me and you?
That would be heartbreaking. Imagine nobody wants that sponsorship at all. Nobody takes it.
That would be a massive blow to my ego.
Oh, Jesus, mine too. I tell you something. 51552.
Diminished.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Then we'll be back to selling feet pics on Instagram. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like yesterday. Or not Instagram, whatever, OnlyFans. 51552, Kira and I would like to sponsor something to the value of €100. It can be whatever. We will like print you your uniform or your t-shirt or something like that, and you have to wear it. And we want proof of it.
But like, what if it's like a children's birthday party? I mean, like, I think we have to show the line of kids, because I don't think that we should have our names associated with children.
Yeah, well, women or children don't like me. So I need to, like, in those markets, I need help there. Do you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I think that would be good for us. Do you know what I mean, Kira?
Okay.
Don't turn down
mean.
Any opportunity.
Okay.
Do you know what
okay.
I mean? Anyway.
Anyway, can I just say
yes.
massive congrats. Let's give them a big shout out to the Bantry Basketball Club's under
yes.
15 and 16 team in Cork.
Absolutely.
That's amazing, guys, and I'm delighted for you.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. Wow. Well, I mean, listen. What more do you
oh,
want?
I'm exhausted after that, Chris. Absolutely exhausted, but I think it could be the heat that is making me this tired
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, I won't lie. I really hope this cools down now. Like, I'm really looking forward to like a drop of 3 or 4 degrees. We need that. Don't get me wrong, I love this heat. It's great. It makes you feel like you're on holidays. It's nice. It's a change. But it is too hot for our delicate Irish constitutions.
It really
moment.
Is.
That's all I'm saying. We're not set up for this. But listen, until next time, we will chat to you soon. From myself, Chris, goodbye. From Kira.
Goodbye.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11. I got to end.